Good morning. My name is Sylvie, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the conference call webcast of Couche-Tard announcing a definitive merger agreement with CSC Brands, Inc. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. Ms. Karen Romer, Director, Global Communications for Alimentation Couche-Tard, you may begin your conference. Bonjour, je m'appelle Sylvie, je serai votre opératrice de conférence aujourd'hui. J'aimerais d'abord vous souhaiter la bienvenue à la téléconférence, appel conférence, au sujet de Couche-Tard qui a annoncé un accord de fusion définitif avec CSC Brands, Inc. Toutes les lignes seront en mode discrétion afin d'éviter tout bruit inutile. Suite aux commentaires des présentateurs, il y aura une période de questions et réponses. Si vous désirez poser une question durant cette période, simplement composez l'étoile suivie du 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique. Si vous désirez retirer votre question, composez le carré. Merci. Madame Karen Romer, Directrice Communication Globale pour Alimentation Couche-Tard, vous pouvez débuter votre conférence.
Thank you, Sylvie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening in on this webcast regarding Alimentation Couche-Tard's announcement of a definitive merger agreement with CSC Brands, under which Couche-Tard would acquire CSC in an all-cash transaction valued at $48.53. I just want to call your attention to, please remember that some of the issues discussed during this webcast include forward-looking statements, which are provided by a corporation with the usual caveats. These caveats are risks and uncertainties are outlined in our financial reporting. Therefore, our future results could differ from the information discussed today. I'm pleased to introduce our presenters today. From Couche-Tard, we have President and CEO Brian Hannasch and our CFO Claude Tessier. And from CSC Brands, we have Chairman of the Board and President and CEO Kim Lubel. I will now hand over to Mr. Brian Hannasch.
All right, thanks, Karen, and good morning, everyone. Very pleased to be here today. I just came out of a very energizing session with the CST employees here in San Antonio, and my hypothesis about a company with a great culture is very much intact. It was a very engaging session, a lot of great people in the company. So it's one of the things we certainly admire, and we'll talk more about the other things we admire about CST in a little bit. But let me first start by summarizing the transaction that we announced this morning. So Couche-Tard is buying a majority share of the capital of CST Brands, and the agreement includes all the assets and businesses of CST and its investment in Cross America, which is a publicly traded MLP. The contract was signed last evening. The completion is certainly pending U.S. and Canadian regulatory approval and then the approval of CST shareholders. We've also signed an agreement with Parkland to sell CST's Canada's cardlock business, dealer and commission agent business, the commercial and home heat business, and a number of company-operated stores that would hopefully fulfill our obligations with the Competition Bureau when we reach agreement with them. The CST transaction is expected to close in early calendar year 2017, pending regulatory approval. Yeah, we're excited about the transaction. We believe it creates significant value for our shareholders in terms of significant earnings per share accretion, strong free cash generation, while giving us the capacity to continue to invest in the existing business. And we will exercise our usual discipline in focusing on deleveraging and improving our balance sheet to be able to take advantage of future opportunities. With that, I'm going to pause and let Kim give an overview of CST for us this morning.
Great. Well, thank you, Brian, and I'm happy to give an overview of CST and its operations and really our recent financial performance. If you move on to page 6 of the slide deck, CST is an independent retailer of fuel and convenience merchandise with operations really across the U.S. and Eastern Canada. We've been publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange now for 3 years under the ticker symbol of CST. We are the fourth largest chain in North America, close to 2,000 locations really across the continent. Our network is all company-operated stores in the U.S. under the Corner Store brand, And in Canada, our co-op stores operate, I'm going to butcher the French here, but Dépanneur de Coin and the Corner Store brand in Canada. Our Canada business is a mix of co-op stores with a large agent dealer business, card lock, and commercial and home heat as well. We are a spin-out from Valero Energy from 3 years ago, and as a result, we sell predominantly Valero-branded fuel in the U.S. and then Ultramar-branded fuel in Canada. We do own an awful lot of our real estate at our sites, approximately 1,000 sites in total. Our last 12-month period, trailing 12 months ending on June 30, 2016, we had EBITDA in the U.S. alone of $433 million in U.S. dollars. Up until February, really our focus was really more on the southwest of the U.S., and then on February, we moved into the southeast of the U.S. with the Flash Foods acquisition for $425 million, and we are on track for a post-synergy 7 to 9 times EBITDA multiple. Very excited with 165 stores and 300 million gallons that we've purchased with that acquisition. We just broke ground on our third new-to-industry store in Georgia, and so have been very committed to growing our presence there in the southeast. We also exited the California-Wyoming markets just recently with the sale of 79 stores for $408 million. And as Brian said, we're the general partner of Cross America Partners, which is a publicly traded MLP focused on the fuel wholesale and leasing real property. And I think as we talk further about the deal, that's one of the, I think, the highlights is the coming together of a very large wholesale fuel network between what Couche-Tard has in the U.S. and the Cross America network as well. With Cross America, we own 6.5 million or nearly 20% of the limited partnership units, but we also own 100% of the incentive distribution rights, or IDRs as we call them. If you go to slide 7, you can see that about 51% of our gross profits come from merchandise and services, 45% come from fuel. We've really been focused on growing the non-fuel gross profit dollars for the network and continue to focus on growing inside store sales, but also inside store margins, rolling out additional food programs, and really focusing on that side of the business. I like the opportunity to grow both the more stable merchandise sales and merchandise from those lines. I'd also point out that our U.S. business is about 73% of our gross profits for the first two quarters of this year, that's in U.S. dollars. If you go to slide 8, you can see the site breakdown between U.S. and Canada. 1,146 company-operated stores in the U.S., and as I mentioned earlier, our Canadian business is a mix of 305 company-operated sites, 72 card lock sites, and close to 500 commission agents and dealers. Finally, I think on page 9, you'll see the current map of our operations. And I think when you overlay the Couche-Tard map for the U.S., I think in particular you can see it's a very nice footprint. And Brian and I were just speaking with our employees, but this really gives us a nice scale for Circle K in Texas and fits almost like a jigsaw puzzle when you layer the two together on the U.S. footprint in particular. Finally, on page 10, you know, our mission at CSC is and has been to delight more customers every day, and I think we definitely share a passion for customer service that Couche-Tard has shown throughout their Circle K brand across the globe. And here at CST, and I think we can see that at Couche-Tard as well, that we really live out our commitment to be nice and have fun, but we're in the business to sell stuff and be the best, and I think joining our platform with the Couche-Tard global platform is really helping CST join a journey to be the world's preferred stop for convenience and fuel. So as we close one chapter of our CST story, I am very happy to see this next chapter begin as our network joins with Couche-Tard on this journey as we go forward.
All right, thanks, Kim. I'll take a little bit and talk about Couche-Tard and the journey we're on, why this is a good transaction not only for our shareholders but also for our customers. So we'll go to page 12 just to kind of give you a little bit of background about Couche-Tard. These are some of the brands in our portfolio today, some of which may be familiar, like Circle K, throughout the Southeast, Sun Belt, and then also Kangaroo, part of a transaction that we closed in March of last year. Others you may not. Statoil is our brand, predominant brand in Europe, and then Topaz is an acquisition we closed in February of this year in Ireland. We're the largest fuel and convenience retailer in Ireland under that brand. Page 13, as Kim said, it is a great fit. You know, we look at our geography today. You know, our strength is in the U.S. Southeast and then the West Coast and the Midwest. You know, we really did have a gap in Georgia, oddly, which is filled in very nice by the acquisition CST did of Flash Foods, and then a very small presence in Texas. You know, one of the largest markets, one of the fastest growing markets in the United States. We have about 125 stores when you add that to CST's presence here, a very, very strong presence in a very fast-growing market. And then in Canada, we're throughout all provinces in Canada. CST's presence was largely eastern Ontario through Quebec into the Maritimes, and that will certainly improve our density in some of those core markets for us as well. And then there's many other small markets like El Paso's, like Albuquerque's, that we're together and combining the two networks together will go a long way to improving customer awareness and recognition of the Circle K brand in the future. Page 14 is a quick look at our European business. Focused largely in Scandinavia, so Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, where we're number one market share in all three of those markets under currently the Statoil brand and the Ingo brand. Ingo is our automat brand. You see the Topaz and Esso banner on Ireland, two networks that, we acquired just this year in February. We'll be combining those two networks together. And then Eastern Europe is the other kind of focal point for us today, starting with Poland in the south, up to the Baltics, and a small presence in Russia. Great markets for us, great consumers of convenience, and a great business for us in that part of the world that generate a lot of best practices that we share globally in our company. And finally, last but not least, internationally, we have a licensed business where we provide, obviously, a brand, category management support, procurement support to entrepreneurs and companies that are opening up emerging markets for us. So some of these markets we've been in a long time, like Hong Kong and Indonesia, and some are more recent, like a Vietnam or a Costa Rica or a Honduras. But it's been a great tool for us to spread the Circle K brand globally. And I would touch on Mexico. Today we have about 290 locations, but we do have an agreement with our licensee partner there to rebrand almost 1,000 locations that are branded Extra today to Circle K. So we'll have a very large presence in Mexico, which obviously is now adjacent to our single largest state being Texas once this transaction is closed. Page 16, just a little bit of our track record looking at really our last 10 years. We have been an acquisitive company, and I think we've got a good track record of successfully integrating acquisitions and creating value above adding networks, just adding site count. It's really about creating synergies above and beyond, making 1+1 equal more than 2, and capturing best practices from all these acquisitions we do. And we think CST is a tremendous opportunity to do that. They do a lot of things very, very well, and we're sure we'll learn a lot from them through the integration here. Page 17, just a few fun facts. We've really created a company, over the last, since 1980, when Alain Bouchard started the company that is a little bit unprecedented in the market. It's really us and 7-Eleven that have kind of achieved some significant global scale. So just a few fun facts. I think post this transaction, we would sell almost 17 billion gallons of fuel. Today, we sell 600,000 cups of coffee, 1.5 million fountain drinks each and every day, and greet over 6 million customers each and every day in our network. Page 18. This is our aspiration. It's not about site count. It's about being the preferred destination for our customers for convenience and fuel. In terms of size, today we're already number two in North America. I think with this transaction we'll be number one possibly, but again, it's not about that. It's about being preferred in the minds and hearts of our customers, and so we'll talk a little bit about the brand journey that we're on and how CST can play an important role in that. Page 19, in September of last year, we announced that we would change all of our brands globally to a new Circle K brand built on the platform of making it easy for our customers so that our customers can take it easy. We want to give them back just a little bit of time back in their day. Go to page 20, and that's really focused on three pillars. Fast and friendly. A smile goes a long way. A little respect takes you even a little further. You acknowledge that our customers' time is precious and always show them that we care. We want to make the time our customers spend with us both enjoyable and efficient, and we know customers care about that. In terms of easy visits, again, we sell time to customers. Our customers' experience goes beyond our stores. It's the sum of our interaction with them and our brand, whether that be from a digital standpoint, a social local media standpoint, the offerings we have in our stores, the promotions, the looks and feel of the forecourt. But how do we make that visit a little bit easier to give them a little bit more value in their experience with us. And finally, the third pillar of the brand is great products for people on the go. You know, we're focused on delivering the best coffee on the road. We think cold beverages is a sustainable platform that I think Amazon will have a hard time copying, at least I hope they will. And we want to become famous for some of these core products that you know, we think are just a little bit different from what you can find at your typical fuel and convenience store. And we've seen examples of that here in CST. We ate kolaches this morning. Mm-hmm. We had breakfast tacos. So there's some very innovative and unique products that we'll certainly be testing in the rest of our network and bringing these offers to our customers around North America. And finally, the Circle K brand itself. You know, we did announce in September of 15 that we would unite under one global banner. That project is underway. Today, we've rebranded over 250 locations in Europe, and the project is going very well, and over 400 and change, so let's say 450 locations in the U.S., predominantly in the Southeast. So we're prioritizing based on our contractual obligations for rebranding, that being in Europe where we have the right to use the Statoil brand through 2021. So we've started that journey, and then we have about a three-year cycle to work through North America, and we'll be reevaluating that timing based on the CST transaction. And that is true in all of our markets globally with the exception of Quebec, where we have committed to maintain the Couche-Tard banner, and we'll do so with the Ultramar or CST sites as well as the Esso sites that we are closing next month in Canada. Finally, page 22, you know, our family history is about being a family of merchants. We want to reap the benefits of our scale, you know, where it makes sense, but we also want to act very locally where it makes sense. You know, we know that most of our customers are very local, so we're not committed to do the things the same way everywhere. We're committed to do the same things when it makes sense and it adds value to our customers. But again, we want to even be more local than we are today, adapting our stores and our offers to the needs of the people who live around us and use us every day in their life. 23 is just a couple concepts that we've taken globally, and I'll talk about the one on the right, Simply Great Coffee. You know, our industry as a whole has been losing share to the people like Tim Hortons and McDonald's and Starbucks of the world. You know, so we've tried to put a stake in the ground saying we can deliver a great cup of coffee to our customers, and that's a great loyal customer base. So we've produced a concept in Europe a little over two years ago, that we've now rolled out throughout all of Europe and increased our cup count significantly, over 20% in the last 2 years in Europe. We think this is an offer that can work in the U.S., and so we've and in Canada. So we've rolled it out to over 500 locations in North America already and committed to do significantly more in the coming year. And we think it's a great offer for our customer, and if we can just convince them that you can get a good cup of coffee in a convenience store, we'll grow the brand. Page 24, fuel, big part of our business and a solid performing business for us. You know, this picture here is our proprietary brand called Miles, which is in Europe, which we also have a mileage claim of getting, it depends on the country, but either 2.5% or 3% better fuel efficiency with a proprietary additive that we've developed with a partner. It's been well received by the customers. We're winning market share in all of our European countries. And our fuel business, our same-store premium fuel business, is our fastest-growing component of our business, growing almost 8% in Canada, almost 9% in the U.S., and we continue to see very strong growth trends in that space. This last week, we've launched Miles Plus in Denmark, replacing the Shell business that we are just closing on right now. And the first results show premium fuel market share in excess of 20%, so couldn't be more pleased with the reception of that product as it launched in Denmark recently. I'm going to skip to the transaction and talk a little bit about CST and Couche-Tard and our reasons for coming together. So it's a great fit geographically, as Kim said. You know, it's like a jigsaw puzzle that we're fitting the pieces together. It provides us with even more scale to leverage both brand awareness with the consumer, digital opportunities, loyalty opportunities, best practices, and also, you know, the relationships we have with some of our core partners, you know, the people like, you know, the Pepsis and Cokes of the world, you know, being a very meaningful partner with them and figuring out how to be even more meaningful with the customer using their expertise and our unique scale to bring consumer offers to our consumers. In terms of the rationale, CST is very, very similar to ACT in a lot of ways. You know, we're predominantly a company-operated business. CST is predominantly a company-operated business. And we talked about Texas being one of the fastest growth markets in the U.S., so it's a great fit for us. And then we talked about, you know, mentioned the Flash Food acquisition in Florida and Georgia being a great fit. Did want to mention CST's MLP structure, CAPL across America. It's about 1,100 locations that delivers fuel to independent operators. We also have a large wholesale business. We deliver fuel to about 700 locations, 700 customers of ours. So we will certainly be exploring the opportunity for leveraging our supplier relationships and the opportunity to leverage our back office platforms to make CAPL an even stronger competitor in its space than it is today. And finally, synergy potentials. You know, there's obviously the cost synergies that we've communicated in the press release, but it goes beyond that. You know, I think we've got a good track record of learning from the business that we acquire, sharing best practices, and I think this is one of the most unique opportunities we have to do that. You know, there's a lot that is right with CST. It's a good company. It's a well-maintained network and operates, again, in some geographies that are very attractive to us and has some unique things from both a consumer offer standpoint and back office that we think we can learn from and scale back and leverage back into our existing organization, making the combined entity an even stronger company than the two standalone are today. Page 26 is a pro forma footprint. I'm not going to go through it, but I'll just point out a couple of the highlights. You know, Texas ends up being a very large network. These are the store counts of CST, to be clear, by state. So you can see Texas being the largest. Colorado, it's a smaller state for us with 65 locations. Now with CST, we'll be a very strong either number one or number two competitor. A lot of fill-ins through the southeast, like in Louisiana, Alabama. Florida, a very large state for us with over 800 locations, so we add another 15 there. Georgia, a nice addition there. We've got about an equal number of sites there, so combining the two, you know, we'll have number one and number two market share from Florida all the way up through the Carolinas, we believe. And then some nice fill-ins in New York State, as an example, with the Nice and Easy acquisition that Kim and her team did a little over a year ago, I guess. Yep. And then finally, Canada. You know, we're closing shortly on the Esso transaction in Ontario, which will be approximately 250 locations, and that will be a very strong addition to our existing 500 locations in the province today. CST has about 150 locations in the province, so it'll be a nice addition there. When you move east to Quebec, where the company started, you know, we have a very strong presence throughout the Quebec and Maritime markets, and you can see that CST does as well. So to facilitate, you know, the regulatory process, you know, we've agreed to a prepackaged sale of to Parkland, as I mentioned, of in the home heat business, the car lock business, the dealer business, and then some portion of the company out business necessary to facilitate an agreement with the Competition Bureau. But regardless of that, coming out of that, what we have remaining with CST and then through the closing of Esso and then our existing network will leave us with a very, very strong position throughout Ontario, Quebec, and the Maritimes. So page 27, to talk about areas of synergy, you know, we've disclosed to the market in our press release a commitment to deliver $150 to $200 million in synergies, and that's largely cost-related. That's through our supply cost improvements, fuel sourcing and distribution, and then operating and expense overhead redundancies or duplications. But that's, you know, in my mind, that's not the exciting stuff. I think the exciting stuff is increased brand awareness through the network concentration and increase in the site count and market share that we'll have in some of our key markets, leveraging key consumer value drivers, like I said, loyalty, digital, the products that we each uniquely have. You know, CST has a very, very strong private label program, as an example. We started that journey within ACT 2 years ago. So excited about the opportunity to combine that, because I know there's SKUs that we have here in CST, or Kim has and her team have here in CST, that will absolutely work in our network and vice versa. And then, as I mentioned before, leveraging best practices and cross-learning. I think, you know, that's really where the, you know, the big opportunity is in the transaction. So I'm going to turn it over to Claude Tessier to kind of walk through the pro forma financials on page 28.
Thank you, Brian and Kim. I'm going to start with going through the pro forma profile and the financials. So with CST acquisition, Couche-Tard will strengthen its leadership position as a global convenience store operator with pro forma revenue of close to $47 billion, made of pro forma revenue for Couche-Tard of $38.4 billion and CST $9.3 billion that would give us at closing revenues of $47.7 billion. Pro forma gross profit of $7.8 billion and combining EBITDA of the two entities of $2.9 billion at closing, and a store network that would be comprised of more than 14,000 sites. With the transaction, Couche-Tard will acquire the MLP owned by CST. We referenced to that earlier. Cross America Partner is a valuable asset for CST and ACT. Cross America is a public company in which CST holds a 19% equity stake, traded on the New York Stock Exchange under CAPL. Since 2014, CST controls the general partner of Cross America, a distributor of branded and unbranded fuel to more than 1,100 locations, and own or lease more than 800 of those sites. CAPL footprint is complementary to ACT wholesale business that is comprised of just over 700 sites. In addition to the controlling the general partner across America and 19% of the equity valued at $150 million, CST owns all of the incentive distribution rights, or IDRs. This structure creates a source of income that contributes close to $18 million of cash to financial results. We are looking forward to work with the Cross America management team to optimize the value of Cross America, both for our shareholders, for both of our shareholders. Page 29. Another important part of the transaction for Couche-Tard is the sale of the majority of CST's Canadian sites to Parkland, a Canadian public company and an independent marketer of fuel and petroleum products in the western part of Canada. In order to divest non-core business and to address possible overlap in Canada, Couche-Tard has entered into a binding agreement with the Parkland Fuel Corporation to sell a large portion of CST's Canadian assets for approximately $750 million. Preliminary scope of the sale transaction with the commercial home heat business, all of the card lock business, all of the dealer and commission agents business, and a portion of the company-operated stores network, and the number of sites will be determined following review by the Competition Bureau. Parkland will take on and assume also head office employees in Canada and all the associated liabilities. Parkland's purchase price is done through a committed financing that will help Couche-Tard reduce leverage and debt in the transaction. This transaction is subject to customary regulatory approvals in Canada and closing conditions. The transaction is expected to close 3 to 6 months after the closing of the CST transaction. On page 26, we can see the two significant anticipated synergies, careful use and allocation of capital, and our usual discipline. We expect to generate strong cash flow and deleverage our balance sheet rapidly in order to optimize our financial flexibility and give us enough headroom to pursue our growth strategy. By the end of the second year post-acquisition, we expect to generate more than $1.2 billion in free cash flow, and we expect our leverage ratio to come back well under 3 times. We expect the acquisition to be accretive to EPS in the first year, while we expect year 3 EPS accretion to be in a range of 40 to 50 cents in year 3, which would represent an increase of 20 to 24% compared to our fiscal 2016 EPS. The discipline will come through a reduction of capital expenditure related to new stores and will not have any effect on the current rebranding strategy that Circle K has in the U.S. and in Europe. So on this, I'm giving back to you the presentation, Brian and Kim.
All right, thank you. Go to page 33, and we'll just kind of summarize what we discussed here today. You know, we think CST and ACT coming together is great for both our shareholders and for our customers. You know, CST and CAPL provide unique and rare and scalable, sizable opportunities for us in both the U.S. and Canada. It increases our scale advantage and brand awareness throughout North America. It's a great geographic fit, and most excited about the talent that CST brings to the ACT organization and the opportunities for cross-learning and sharing of best practices. In terms of integration and growth, you know, we have a very efficient and scalable infrastructure in place. We actually use the same ERP system that CST does. That takes one big risk away from the integration process. You know, we've publicly committed to a run rate synergy of $150 to $200 million U.S. dollars realized within the first 3 years. And we think there's incremental top-line growth opportunities by, again, working together and sharing best practices. We will have a strong cash flow generation that will allow us to continue to invest in the network and also to take advantage of acquisitions as they present themselves. In terms of value creation, as Claude just said, EPS accretion immediately in year one, year three, 40 to 50 cents earnings per share, again, while maintaining strong free cash flow that allows us to deleverage while investing in the existing business and putting ourselves back in a position to take advantage of any opportunity that presents itself around the globe. So in terms of the employees of CST, you know, today there's no change. It's business as usual. You know, they will become part of a global company with convenience and fuel as its core business. You know, we have made it aware in the public that, you know, we will rebrand globally to Circle K, including the CST network, with the exception of Quebec, and we will continue to grow and develop the business in this geography. So on an ending note before going to questions, I'd like to say that I truly believe this will be a great opportunity for both parties. I really look forward to working together with Kim and her team and developing an integration plan between now and closing that allows this to be a smooth, seamless transaction that delivers, again, value for us, shareholders, and for our customers. Thank you. With that, we'll take questions.
Yes, I think we have one question.
Yes, your first question comes from the line of Joshua Fechter of San Antonio Express. Please go ahead.
Oh, yes. I'm Joshua Fechter with the San Antonio Express News. I saw in the news release that Circle K plans to add its own presence here in San Antonio where CST is headquartered. What will become of the CST headquarters here in San Antonio, and will Circle K keep those employees?
So we're excited about the presence that CST has here in San Antonio from two perspectives. One is, you know, aside from this transaction, we were actively working on penetrating the market ourselves with our own sites and our own brand. So we'll continue to develop the network here and add stores and invest in the San Antonio community. And we're also excited about the talent that we have here, both in the business itself and then also the shared service center. So, you know, we've committed to Kim and the team to leave the business unit here and a shared service organization here, and we'll be working with the CST team to understand and decide on the structure as we work toward closing.
Right, Joshua, as you know, we're getting ready to move into our new service center here. I think my move date's 3 weeks from now, and this afternoon Brian and I are going to go tour it. It's almost done for us to move in, and so I'm excited for him to see what will be a nice Circle K division, and it's ready to go. So we're excited to be over there.
Where's the service center opening up?
Over on Boulevardy Road.
Oh, that's right. So y'all are analyzing basically, you know, what's going to happen with the Circle K headquarter or CST's headquarter presence here. Is CST then going to be rebranded under Circle K, but there's no change in those employees at this time, at least at the headquarters?
you know, I mean, we just announced and entered the agreement last night for the
right.
until closing. We're two separate businesses, and we're going to continue to operate and delight more customers every day at our corner stores. As Brian mentioned, bringing the Circle K brand over time to those stores. You know, from the very beginning, we knew we needed to have a brand that was iconic and separate from the fuel brand, and I'm really excited about this opportunity to join one that's already got great strength behind it. We had traveled far on our journey to get to our brand proposition. I think it fits very beautifully with the Circle K. And as I told Brian this morning, it's not what the sign looks like. It's how you deliver your service. And I think we're very consistent in how we come to our customers, whether it's a Circle K store or a corner store. And I think those will blend very seamlessly together. And the agreement from Couche-Tard to open up their Circle K division here in San Antonio with a shared service center will give our employees opportunities as we move to our new campus as well.
So y'all are moving off of the out of the headquarters at Valero Way?
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, thank you. We have another question, so if you are asked your final question, we'll move on.
Thank you, Joshua.
Oh, that's yeah, thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Annette Binto of Reuters. Please go ahead.
Yes. Hi. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I just had a few questions for you. I wanted to know how much debt you will be taking on because of this deal.
Claude?
Well, Annette, the debt that we're going to take for the deal is $4.6 billion, plus we have also a debt that we're going to take for our SO transaction. So total debt for Couche-Tard would be of $6.1 billion.
Okay, thank you. And also, are you planning on shutting down any of your stores? Because I can see that there would be an overlap of stores. So are you planning on any shutdowns?
Yeah, that assessment has not been done. You know, again, as Kim said, we're actually still competitors for the next
right.
5 months. But, you know, there probably are some opportunities. We don't think that's a core reason for doing this transaction. But, you know, there is going to be some overlap that may allow us to consolidate two stores into one in a few locations. But no formal plans in place at this time.
And I would just add, that is one of the benefits of the Cross America and the MLP structure. It gives an opportunity as stores move out of the company-operated network into a wholesale network and the dealer business, and that's the core focus for Cross America. So it will give Couche-Tard a very nice vehicle for coming together to consolidate the company-operated stores and still have a place, a home for them.
Okay. Okay, I have one last question for you. You mentioned earlier that you were looking into tuck-in acquisitions. So can you give me an idea as to where you're planning to expand next, or if you have any companies in mind that you're pursuing to acquire?
Yeah.
We're not big enough yet.
Today was a good step, but you know, we're not going to comment on future acquisitions other than say we'll continue to watch for transactions that add value to our shareholders.
We've got some to digest at this stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. But is there any particular area that you would like to expand into?
Yeah, I've always said publicly that our preference is to grow where we're at. You know, so, you know, that's our preference is, you know, existing geographies, but we're certainly open to new geographies if it's the right opportunity for our company.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for that, and congratulations again.
All right. Thank you.
We have a question from the webcast. It is from Edgar Ang from Opus. Will Couche-Tard maintain the MLP business model for CFC?
The MLP is obviously a structure we do not have today. You know, we are in the wholesale business, so ACT has a wholesale business, you know, really identical to CAPL in terms of, you know, buying fuel and reselling it to independent operators. CAPL is about 1,100 stores. Our wholesale business is about 700. So, you know, our focus right now is to understand our opportunities to leverage our supply relationships, our distribution capabilities, and our back office processing to see if we can add value both to CAPL and to ACT. But no decisions have been made long-term at this point.
And I'll just add from the CST's perspective, you know, as we looked at this opportunity, really is a compelling and immediate value for our CST stockholders. But from the Cross America perspective, you know, having a sponsor relationship has been supportive for the partnership. That sponsor just got a whole lot bigger with this transaction, and I think it is really a long-term value creation for the Cross America unit holders as well.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay, back to LeaderView. Do you have questions online there?
Your next question comes from the line of Ross Marowitz of the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. You said that you're going to sell a majority of, I guess, the 870 sites in Canada to Parkland. Do you have any details as to where those will be located and what you plan to keep?
So we've been very clear, that you know, we're selling the home heat and the car lock business, as well as the dealer business. So you know, that's public information as to where those sites are. The company out business, which is our core focus, and you know, there is no geographic list, if you will. You know, that's a process we'll work through with the Canadian Competition Bureau to determine, you know, what sites would remain with ACT and what sites would be sold to Parkland.
Where is there the most overlap, though, with CST? Would that be in Quebec or?
Quebec and Maritimes would be the biggest concentration, not so much in Ontario.
So you plan to mostly keep the ones in Ontario?
Again, we'll have to work through that with the Competition Bureau, and I don't want to put words in their mouth at this point. We'll be working with them over the coming months to find a solution that works for them.
And can you clarify, are you selling the Ultramar brand to Parkland, and what happens to the Ultramar stores that are outside of that you plan to keep?
So the Ultramar brand is actually owned by Valero, a U.S. Refiner. If I understand it, Kim, just to make sure I get it right, you know, CST has a perpetual right to use that brand.
It's an exclusive license to that brand, correct. Right. And so I think what you're referencing is in Canada, our mix of stores there is about 600 agent, dealer, commission agent stores and about 300 company-operated stores, all selling under the Ultramar Fuel brand. And I think that's something we'll be working forward as that our business is kind of getting split between Parkland and Couche-Tard in that regard. But the fuel volumes and that brand is something that we license on an exclusive basis from Valero.
And so both ACT, going forward post-close, both ACT and Parkland would have the right to use the Ultramar brand in that geography.
Okay, because Parkland says they're getting the Ultramar brand. Is that not correct?
They will get the right to use that brand. That's correct.
But not exclusively?
No, nor will they own it.
Okay. And sorry, one last thing. Can you explain to me, is there still growth opportunity in Canada for Couche-Tard, or is it just not in Quebec, or where do you see that going?
You know, we've got a very good market share, you know, and very pleased with our presence in the eastern parts of Quebec East. Ontario is a huge province. The GTA is a huge market. And then the West, we're relatively small in the West. So, you know, we'll continue to watch for opportunities to grow our network in the really west of Quebec.
Yeah, and if I can add to that also, the growth of Couche-Tard in the past through Max and Silcorp acquisition was made with stores that were only convenience stores and had no fuel outlets. So there's a lot of the presence of Couche-Tard east of Quebec that is under C-stores.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeffrey Morgan of Financial Post. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my question. Also relates to the Competition Bureau. Wanted to ask how confident you are that post-Competition Bureau review, you'll be able to hang on to the majority of the fuel distribution stores. I know in the presentation this morning you said that is going to be determined after the review, but is the hope to hang on to as many as possible?
So we committed with Parkland to sell them at least 45%
okay.
of the company-operated stores. Our hope would be that would be enough to satisfy the commitment. Our analysis would tend to lead us to believe it would be enough to satisfy the commitment, but you know, we're prepared to do what it takes with them to reach an agreement.
Okay. And then with respect to the value of the deal that you reached with Parkland, is that sort of in flux? Is that going to change based on if you needed to sell more fuel stations, more fuel stores to them, that the value of that deal will need to
That's exactly right. You know,
okay.
it's a multiple of the EBITDA we're selling, and so if that rises beyond that 45%, the value of the transaction would change.
Okay. But even independent of that, I mean, even if the Competition Bureau required you to sell off more of the stations than that 45%, you're still interested in this deal. You're still positive on this deal, even in spite of that. Am I right? Is there enough upside to all the American stations that?
Absolutely. We've got a good presence. It's great to strengthen our network in Quebec and the Maritimes, but you know the real prize here for us, given our presence, is in the U.S. and particularly the entry into the Texas market and the fill-ins, but the synergies that it creates where we're joining our networks together in many markets across the U.S. So, you know, that's very, very exciting transaction, you know, with or without Canada. But again, we're very optimistic that we'll be able to supplement and improve our network in Canada as well.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Julien Arsenault of La Presse Canadienne. Please go ahead.
Hi. In the news release, there are some details about the Canadian headquarters of CST Brands. I just wonder what will happen with that. Will Couche-Tard intend to keep some employees or business from this headquarters, or will it be sold to Parkway?
Claude, do you want to take that?
Yeah. So the majority, all of the headquarters are going to be transferred to and assumed by Parkland, with all the liabilities also pertaining to the headquarters of CST in Quebec. What we're going to retain is just the necessary people to manage the stores that we would acquire through the transaction. So there's some employees that would move to Alimentation Couche-Tard, but the bulk of the employee in the headquarters is going to be assumed and taken on by Parkland.
Okay, thanks. And can you just clarify, with this transaction, will Couche-Tard jump ahead of 7-Eleven in terms of number of stores in Canada and U.S. and maybe North America?
Go ahead, Claude.
Yeah, it depends on the source of information, and it appears that in Canada and U.S. we would be ahead of them, but not in North America. Mexico is a large presence for 7-Eleven.
Okay, but Couche-Tard has some store in Mexico too.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Maybe lastly, would that be a market for a future acquisition or transformational deal? Mexico, regarding the presence that you have now in Canada and U.S.?
You know, Mexico is a market that we want to understand better. It's going through some change. The government has said they're going to deregulate the fuel market. It's historically been a government-owned monopoly called Pemex. You know, there's a three-year plan that is kind of halfway through that will allow open competition to come into Mexico. So that's something we'll watch and we'll evaluate, but no decisions have been made as to whether we would enter Mexico or not.
Okay, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Hubert Riou of CBC. Please go ahead.
Yes, I would like to ask a question in French. Is it okay with you for the purpose of radio?
And there's no problem with
you're
me.
Asking.
Alors, si vous pouviez résumer en gros les avantages, vous parlez d'économies d'échelle importantes, comment vous allez les réaliser et à combien ça chiffre?
Bien, on pense réaliser avec la transaction entre 150 et 200 millions de synergies. Les endroits où on va réaliser des synergies, se fait au niveau des achats. Des achats de produits, de marchandises qu'on vend dans nos magasins. Étant une entreprise globale, Couche-Tard va pouvoir bénéficier de son pouvoir d'achat global. Puis, je pense que Alain le mentionnait dans le communiqué de presse ce matin, que la taille a une importance et nous permet d'améliorer notre offre aux clients. La deuxième source, mais c'est toujours au niveau de la distribution des produits pétroliers. On a une opportunité avec cette acquisition-là de devenir un joueur encore plus important au niveau de la distribution des produits pétroliers. Puis pour nous, c'est extrêmement important. Puis endroit où on va créer de la valeur, c'est probablement au niveau de notre discipline et notre qualité d'opérateur à faible coût qui va nous permettre d'opérer ce réseau-là avec nos processus d'affaires qu'on a dans notre réseau actuellement.
Très bien. Merci beaucoup.
Ça fait plaisir.
Your next question comes from the line of Allison McNeely of Bloomberg News. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I was just looking for a little bit more context or color on the 6.1 million figure. I'm just wondering how big in terms of the size might the new term loan be? And when you said it would be in line with pricing on the existing revolver, would that be around 1.33% for an effective rate, interest rate?
So the term loan. So we're going to use our revolver to finance the transaction. There's going to be the new term loan. The facility is going to be $4.3 billion, and the pricing is in the spreads that are comparable to our revolver. And I don't want to disclose them till we sign the agreement, but we should be around 2% in terms of interest.
Okay, great. And just one other question. Also on the anticipated U.S. dollar bond sale, I believe this would be your first U.S. dollar deal in the bond market there. What size do you anticipate that deal could be? Acknowledging that it
wouldn't go into next year. Sorry, I have a hard time hearing the last part of your question. That would not be the first time we go to the U.S. market. We already did a private equity transaction of $350 million some years ago. But that would be a new venture for us in terms of trying to get to the bond market and on another base. So there's still work to be done on that for us to have the access to the U.S. market. But for us, it's a very a good opportunity, and that's somewhere where we want to go and grow eventually in the future.
Great. Thank you very much.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Encore une fois, appuyez sur l'étoile suivi du 1 sur votre clavier téléphonique afin de poser une question. Your next question comes from the line of Bert Marotte of the Globe and Mail. Please go ahead.
This is a question. Thank you. This is a question for Brian. This deal, which I believe is your biggest yet, would appear to reinforce the narrative about Couche-Tard as being takeover-driven. You're not worried that as you continue with these large deals, that the pressure mounts, that there's this shareholder perception or anticipation of all, you know, bigger and bigger deals all the time?
it's a great question. We can't control the perception, but yeah, we look for deals that are creating value for our shareholders and allow us to improve as a company, not store count, but as a company. And, this is a great example of one that we think does both. So we'll continue to watch for opportunities like CST, and if they're out there, we'll pursue them, to the extent we can. But I can't control the size. We're very interested in good growth for our shareholders, and that may be 2 stores, it may be 2,000. And, we're also very focused on organic growth, with our new brand launch and capturing the synergies both from a cost standpoint and then just learnings from CST about how do we improve the consumer offer in all of our stores throughout North America.
But would you like the story about the organic growth to be a little bit better known?
Yeah, I think if you look back, we've actually delivered a lot of organic growth. With the scale we are today, an acquisition certainly can move the needle like a CST, but organic growth is a key part if you look at our financials of our growth story over the last decade. So, you know, we want to be very balanced in that. You know, acquisitions, it's hard to predict timing. So we're very focused internally on delivering organic growth, not only in the acquisitions, but on our core business.
Okay, thanks.
There are no further questions at this time. I will turn the call back over to the presenters. Il n'y a plus de questions en ce moment. Je repasse la parole au présentateur.
Thank you very much for joining this conference call. I don't know, Brian, if you had any final wrap-up words.
No, just to reiterate, we're excited about the opportunity here with both CST and CAPL. Kim and I have committed to work together to put together an effective integration plan between now and closing. And you know, we think it's a great and certain value for CST shareholders and a great value for ACT and CAPL as well. So we thank you for your interest today and for your time. Thank you.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect. Ceci met fin à notre conférence d'aujourd'hui. Vous pouvez maintenant raccrocher.